Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. How about that? This week keeps going by and it's so weird with it being foggy like this. In downtown St. Louis, they have the giant wheel just a couple of blocks away from us at Union Station. And outside of our window, like if I take a look, I can normally see through the trees just past the Soldiers Memorial, a couple of lights flashing. I can't really tell it's a wheel from here or a Ferris wheel. I just know some type of light is flashing back there. But one of the strangest things, the sky above it, because of all the fog, was changing colors as the lighting on the wheel was changing colors as well. It was so cool to see that. It was almost like the Northern Lights in its own little way. Now, I've never personally seen the Northern Lights. I do want to see it at some point in my life, but I would imagine it was kind of fun to like that, something fun. I wanted to bring up something that happened today, and I could use some of your advice on this. And it was something my wife and I are debating right now. And maybe you could give us a little perspective. Here's the phone number. It's 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And I mentioned this over the weekend on the show, on Sunday night show. I did a segment talking about my good old boy, Gotti, little puppy dog who passed away. And one of the hardest things I had to do was put the dog down. It was, it's still hard to think about. My wife and I are now debating if we take in a dog because our neighbors are going out of town and they're looking for someone to babysit their dog for a few days. This is a good dog. We have fun playing with the dog through the fence. He's a smart dog. He's a big dog, too, 100-pounder. This is a big dog, but he is a sweet boy. And I saw him today. And I went outside in the yard and played with them. Now, they didn't ask us specifically. It was unsolicited that our neighbors, my wife knows them on social media. And she was asking a couple of different people, hey, we got these certain dates. We need someone to watch the dog. And I told my wife this. I said, honey, if we watch the dog even for a few days, our neighbor's dog, we're going to want to run out and immediately adopt another dog. And I don't know if I'm ready for that. I really don't think I'm ready. And she said, I know. I don't know what to do. I want to help him out. But I know it's only for a few days, but it'll be a very difficult thing to have a dog come in and have a dog come out. So would it be that difficult, do you think? 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I'm hoping you might be able to give us some advice on that. If you think we should be good neighbors, help them out, watch the pup for a few days, or it might be too difficult on us emotionally. I don't know. I feel like just rationally speaking, I would be able to handle that. But I think about it now and I say to myself, oh man, I think it might be harder. It's one of those things where you don't realize how hard it might be until you do it type of deals. You know what happened today? Something else happened with the dog today. My son, I went to go pick him up from preschool, and the teacher comes out and says, you know, he made a drawing in class today. I think you should look at it. It's in his book bag. So we get back home, and I open it up, and it's on construction paper, and it's our dog that I just, you know, that just passed. It's our dog with a balloon on his back floating up into the sky to go meet Jesus. So I had to ask him that. I said, what's going on here? He's like, oh, it's a balloon. That's him going up, floating up to heaven to meet Jesus. I started crying. So I don't know. Maybe I can use some help here. Let's go to Tom over in Kirkwood. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you doing tonight, sir? I'm really sorry to hear about your doggy.
Oh, thank you.
I had a dog pass away. Don't ever tell me to put it down in that, but I didn't. I took that dog home and covered him to his last days.
And oh, yeah.
I think anybody that puts down their dog is like,
whoa. Tom, that is a terrible thing for you to say. So that may be one of the craziest callers we've ever had. So if you're still on the line listening, Tom, there's a lot of circumstances where people have to do that. I mean, if a dog is sick and is unable to walk around anymore and has no chance at having a life where they could even go outside to the bathroom on their own anymore, Tom, you are crazy. So let me explain something to our listening audience. Once in a while, we get crazy people that call in that try to say something nice, and then they come on and they say one of the most absurd, craziest things. So what you didn't hear, because I got it and dumped it off the air, Tom said anyone that has to put down a dog is a blanking blank Nazi. Tom, you're absolutely insane. This is what I would advise to you. Seek some professional help because you need it. Let's go to Anya. Hi.
Hi.
Is this Anaya?
Anaya, yes.
Anaya, sorry. Hi, so thanks for calling in.
Okay. That's okay. Nothing can replace what happened. I think you'll be fine. I don't think you'll have those feelings of wanting to rush out.
You don't think so?
No, because nothing can replace Gotti.
I know. It was hard.
Absolutely nothing. And you'll feel that.
You think so?
You'll feel that. Yes, you will. You'll feel that over the course of the babysitting days.
Yeah.
Which may amount to, what, 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
You'll feel it.
We debated this because we thought that
you can't replace that.
Yeah, we thought it might be hard for our 5-year-old to understand that, too. As in, we bring another dog into the house, and then another dog goes out. We thought, man, that might be the wrong message. But then again, it's a dog that we see all the time because it's our neighbor's dog. So we're very familiar with it. So, you know, it'll just go back to the neighbor's house.
Even a 5-year-old will understand the term babysitting.
Yeah.
Played out with some dolls that they have or something, a G.I. Joe or something.
All right.
I mean.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you very much for your call.
Oh, no problem.
Bye. Here's the number, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And Joanne's calling in from Oakville. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Joan.
Oh, Joan, sorry.
I had a thought. First of all, I want to tell you, love your show.
Oh,
love,
thank
love,
you.
Love. I've been sleeping to the radio for years.
Mm-hmm.
Every night. I have a radio. I put an earplug in my... It doesn't bother my husband.
Well, do you hear the song I play at the end of the show now?
I love it.
Oh, I knew it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Anyway, regarding the dog, my first thought was, can you just go back and forth and take care of the dog? Here's my concern.
Mm-hmm.
The dog's 100 pounds. You don't live with the dog. The dog's in your house. You have a little 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
What if he just did something that you don't know the dog might set the dog off? That's my only concern.
Ah,
you say
okay.
You know the dog, and the dog's great, but you just... not your dog.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a few things that make it a little bit hard because the neighbors are going through some renovations, so they're out of the house during the renovations. So they're actually in a rental home right now. They had some problems with a fire in the house, which is very scary. But so they're actually not living there right now next to us. So I can't just go over and take care of it and help that out.
Okay.
The other thing is it's also another couple. So my son's 5. They also have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, which they have never had an issue with it. So this is actually a trained therapy dog as well. So it's very
well
trained.
I didn't know that, but that was my first thought.
Yeah.
A big dog, a little kid.
Well, I get that. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's tough either way. Well, thank you for those, Joan. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a great night. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me take a couple more of your calls at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Maybe you can give me an idea of what you think I should do. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Get home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com.
All right, welcome back to Overnight America. We're going to take some more calls, and right after the weather here, we're going to connect with Taisha Powell, who wrote a book called Trump Must Win. We're going to get her thoughts on the 2020 election. She's a national commentator, and she says there's a lot riding on 2020, so we're going to bring her on the show in about 10 or 15 minutes from now. Let me go to Jerry, who's holding on. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Couple things. One is, Ryan, and again, I've been in radio. I was in radio for years, and I got to tell you, your show is award-winning show. I don't know if anybody gets your show for any kind of broadcasting award, but you should get it.
You know, it's funny what you said there. Your phone cut out. It sounded like
I'm
you
sorry.
Gave a compliment. So I'll be happy to take it if that was a compliment.
Yeah, it is. And again, I'm driving. But anyway, I'm thinking what I was saying is that I don't know if anybody submits your show for broadcasting awards, but, you got it going on. I've been in radio for years. Anyway.
That's so nice of you. Thank you.
On your pet situation, I've had a similar thing happen with a cat. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think your son's probably more ready for another pet, because he's kind of come to grips with it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you'll know when it's time to take in another animal.
Yeah.
Now, your neighbor's animal, your neighbor's dog, which is a great dog, sounds like, there's plenty of places they could take it that the dog will have a wonderful time in his own vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a just like anything else, there's a mourning period of for your animal, especially if you had it a long time.
Yeah,
do what's in your heart, my friend. Okay, and as far as the people, wanting somebody to sit, I get it, but there's very reasonable pet hotels that. I mean, they spoil them to death. They have a great time.
I guess that's true. Could use a little spoiling right about now. And it was good to see them. I didn't see the dog for a while. So while they're going through some of these issues and with the insurance, trying to fix their home back up after, before the incident, they don't bring the dog over too often. The dog normally stays at the rental house. So we really miss seeing the dog next door. So it was a thrill to see the dog today. I went out and played with him for a little bit. And then we see this, they're looking for someone. And then we started the debate. So you're right, Jerry. Yeah. You get that gut feeling. You just don't know if you're ready.
Yeah, you do. But I'll tell you what, when I had to put my cat down, and you're crying like a baby, like you said, the vet looks you in the eye and goes, you know what the best thing you can do for yourself? I said, what's that, doctor? He said, go get yourself another cat.
Really?
That was his advice.
Huh. Interesting.
He said, a cat lived its life, understand that. Go save another one.
Yeah.
That's the other side of the coin. But I think you and your wife and family need to, let your hearts tell you when it's time.
Very good. Thank you, Jerry. Good to hear from you.
All right. All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, Jerry said some really nice things. He said this show should be nominated for some awards. Yes. Maybe that's what we need to do. We need to find an award that this show would be worthy of. What would that award be? Don't they do some sort of local awards here when it comes to different media in St. Louis? Maybe we should try to hop on that one. Let's go to Greg over in Afton. Hi.
Good evening, Ms. Recker.
Hello.
You are in a win-win situation, all right? You have a son who is definitely on it here. So why don't you bring it up to him, tell him the situation, but make it simple to him. Look. Hey, God's taking care of your dog right now. Mm-hmm. Would you like to take care of this dog for a little bit? If not, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then leave it up to him. Look, everyone mourns, yes. But the idea is you're not going to lose no matter what. You're overthinking it. Just relax with it. And the neat thing is, look at it this way. You're hurting because there's love. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You're not hurting because it's something bad. All right? The dog, it was time for him to go. That's life. Sounds like your son's right on it, and just ask him. But keep it light to him. Don't, they pick up on those things.
I know they do. And I tried to joke with him, and maybe I shouldn't have, but I tried to joke with him and said, because they're actually going out of town for a few days. On my wife's side of the family, they have a wedding. One of her cousins are getting married. So she has the luxury of just going off and going to the wedding. I'm going to stay here in St. Louis. They're going to drive up to Ohio for it. And I was talking to him, and I said, what happens if, while you're gone, I go and adopt another dog and don't tell you guys? So when you come home, there'll be a dog here. I was joking, and he got all excited. He said, oh, that's a great idea. I said, wait, wouldn't you want to be a part of that process? Don't you want to, you know, help us find the family dog? And he's like, yeah, I do, but if you want to go get a dog, you can. So, yes, I think he is.
Oh, my gosh, he's so generous.
That is
the key for you. He is so generous. You, like I said, you're in a win-win situation.
Yeah, he's a generous kid.
Don't think about it too hard. If you just leave it up to your son and just put it up positive like I'm trying to you.
Yeah.
And if he wants to, okay, remember, you have to tell him it's not permanent. And he's smart enough. He knows what that means.
Right. I get it. Thank you, Greg.
Right.
Good to hear from you.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, my son is so generous. This is how generous he is. We have all of his Halloween candy separated. In one dish, it's all the chocolatey things. In the other dish, it's all the non-chocolate stuff. So, you know, you get your Snickers bars, your Milky Ways, and things like that. Your other ones, your Smarties, your Pops, whatever. Anything that would be more, you know, super sugary versus the chocolate stuff. So whenever I want to get something out, even though it's his candy, I'll say, hey, do you mind if I get a Milky Way? Do you mind if I get a Snicker? He goes, oh, no, that's okay. He always says yes. He shares all of his Halloween candy instead of hoarding it all for himself. Good for that kid. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to bring on a special guest, Taisha Powell. She has a new book out called Trump Must Win. We'll let her talk about the 2020 election and why she believes that to be true. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. All right. I'm excited for the next half hour. We have a very special guest. She is the author of a new book called Trump Must Win. Discover the dark days Americans will face if Trump isn't reelected in 2020. Taisha Powell, thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, this idea of the book, The Dark Days If Trump Is Not Reelected in 2020, tell me if you are looking into your crystal ball, what do you foresee if President Trump isn't reelected?
Well, I'm not the only one seeing it, considering I wrote this book time-wise. The Democratic donors are seeing it as well. They're seeing socialism coming. They're seeing a collapse of the economic, because it seems as if Warren is like the, she's doing very well, and her proposal for $76 trillion in taxes to pay for Medicare for all, it's just going to collapse the American economy. It's just going to, we're just all going to take a recession dive. It's crazy.
Give me your
and
background.
Trump is the only one who
can, yeah.
Yeah.
Taisha, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Sure. Well, I'm an author. This is my second book. I'm also a trial lawyer down in South Florida. So I've seen my fair share of election. I've volunteered since 2008 with the Republican Party. So these are stuff that I've worked on national campaigns, John McCain, George Bush, and the late E. Clay Shaw, Mitt Romney when he ran against Obama. So these are just stuff that I know about based upon the fact that I've probably lived and breathed election for 13 consecutive years, practicing law. I have a TV show called Red, White, Truth. It's on the Now Network. Mm-hmm. So that just sums up the person I am.
Yeah. I wanted, you said South Florida, John McCain, George W. Bush, you were active and volunteering and doing different things during different presidencies. And, of course, McCain didn't become president, but he also had one of the most publicized presidential campaigns because he went up against President Barack Obama, and everyone was paying attention at that point. A lot of people that were paying attention. So you have different personalities. You have a President Trump much different from a McCain or a Bush. So we look at 2020. Why is Trump the right person compared to some of the other candidates you've seen in the past?
Well, President Trump is so likable. I mean, when I said President Trump is down to earth, I've been blessed to meet President Trump on a lot of occasions before he became president, because you know, I've been very blessed where I've had wealthy boyfriends who took me to the Mar-a-Lago, and I was able to meet President Trump before that. And I'm just telling you, he's just, he came over, he talked to me, and it was just like, wow, you know, the same way you would talk with someone at work, you know, it was just, he was very down to earth. And I think that people can see that. People can feel the energy. He actually cares about America. You know, there's not a lot of people, you know, with Warren, what she's proposing, it doesn't look like she give a crap about America anymore. She doesn't care. You know, it's just, Trump actually cares. He's thinking about his children. I mean, Warren is doing a $76 trillion deficit. Mm-hmm. You know, like, doesn't she know that even when we die, our kids and our grandkids have to live hereafter? And do you think they're going to be happy? Is this how we treat the young generation? You know, it's just, it's pretty sad that this is what this is coming to. Mm-hmm. And I'm just surprised that the Democratic Party allowed Elizabeth Warren to get this far. It's just like they've all lost their mind.
Elizabeth Warren and some of the different plans, when you have, you know, 15 different people trying to make a name for themselves and how they're different from the other candidates, some continue to push as far left as possible. So you have like a Joe Biden, for example. He may be the most moderate of all the Democrats that are on the stage, at least of the ones that have a chance at getting the nomination. But then you see the Elizabeth Warrens or the Kamala Harrises or the, you know, Beto O'Rourke even before he dropped out. All they saw was their opportunity to carve something out, just go as far as they could possibly go to the left, which is very scary. So if you see one of those types of candidates up against a Donald Trump, and let's say for some reason they win, what do you think happens to America after that?
Probably a day or two after, we go right into a recession. People start losing jobs. They'll be losing their homes again. Healthcare will be out of our reach. We will not be able to pay for it. We might be going to war with Iran. Because, I mean, Warren doesn't have a clue on that. It's just going to be very scary times. It's going to be the recession years of Obama, or probably worse. Mm. Because Warren has the power to actually, you know, speed gates socialism. She is Obama's protege. I mean, so that's why we think that the Democratic Party is, like, pushing for Warren. Because they know once she gets in, then she could just make everything a socialist place. Now, the only people who are going to benefit from the socialism agenda are going to be the people in power. So the Democratic Party is always going to be a powerful entity once they introduce socialism. And that's the whole plan. The more power the government takes from us, it's the more power they get.
Mm. Joining us here is Tisha Powell. She has a new book, which is called Trump Must Win, Discover the Dark Days Americans Will Face If Trump Isn't Reelected in 2020. You mentioned about the stock market, and that's very realistic, because even if you look at the end of the 2016 election after President Trump was the winner, immediately the stock market reacted positively that Trump was going to be going into office. And there was a lot of people that didn't know how things were going to react. They thought that it was a foregone conclusion that Hillary Clinton was going to be the next candidate, and no one was doing anything. The stock market was just very scared what was going to happen next. Then all of a sudden, they get the good news. Donald Trump's in, and look at what's happened since then. Very positive indicators. So outside of the stock market, what are some of those ways you think will regress as a country? Some of those things that maybe some of the grounds we've made over the last couple of years with the President Trump that would actually go in reverse?
Yes, we talk about the housing market. That would go in reverse. We think that the gun issues, that's going to be a problem, because we know Warren is not for guns, which is ridiculous because she's probably being guarded by people with guns. So, again, we see where the socialist agenda is the government wants all the power. That's why they only want to have the take the guns from us, because then they'll have power over us. So these are stuff that we've seen. Healthcare is going to be very expensive. It's going to be more of a socialist thing. Warren is going to try her plan, and it's not going to work. And she's just going to collapse the economy. And I'm not the only one saying that. Democrats are saying that, too, as well. So I'm like, I'm, you know, people say, well, you're biased because you're a Republican, and you only vote Republican, and you want Trump to win. But now people who are neutral to this, they're mathematicians, they're writing out that this is going to collapse. I'm like, look, they all seen it now. I mean, this is what young people, when somebody's saying free, 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 you got to think and said, how are they going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Because I've been on this earth for 43 years. I mean, I have not seen money grow off the tree as yet. You know?
Neither have I. Oh, wouldn't that be a great selling feature if you buy a home that could have a money tree on the property? Oh, I would love that. Tisha Powell joining us here on Overnight America. Were you someone that immediately supported Donald Trump during the campaigning in the Republican primaries, or were you someone that was maybe champion a different candidate at first?
No, I was for Trump because when I went to the, I was able to go to one of those fundraisers with Ted Cruz, was Kasich and Trump. I could tell the momentum was in Trump's favor. So it was easy to tell, like, you know, this is going to be a great president. This is probably the Reagan of our time. And I want the listeners to understand as well, I'm also a black person. So it's that's another issue people are having, that a black woman wrote a book supporting Trump. You know, people felt like it's very painful. They think that I somehow sold out the Democrats. They think I sold out other blacks. I mean, you know, people, I got permanently suspended from Twitter for promoting the book. And it's just so unfair that I'm being judged as a racist because I'm supporting President Trump. And other blacks think I sold them out. I don't know why they think I would sell them out, because my children are black. I'm black. My grandkids are probably going to be black. Why would I want to have a racist president if I have black children? So I don't get the notion. I don't get why other blacks are like disappointed in the fact that I'm being a Republican.
Yeah. Most recently, did you watch the interview with Dennis Prager over the weekend when he was on with Bill Maher?
No, I did not get to see that one.
Okay. Well, there was something that was brought up, and you can kind of tell when you're inside of that audience how they react to certain comments, and you get a feel for it because you know the people that are showing up as a studio audience to Bill Maher's program is always going to be far left. So if you say something that they're not used to hearing, something shocking, then it really, you get the boos and you get the silences. And one of the things Dennis Prager made an argument about this weekend, and maybe I can get your thoughts on this. They talked about President Trump and some of the different things he said that were untrue or lies. And Bill Maher said, you have to admit that Donald Trump tells a lie. And then, you know, Dennis Prager, this is how he answered it. He said, sure, just like any of us, but he's told lies. He said, but his stances are Donald Trump's alone. Look at the stances of the Democrat Party right now. The idea is the stances of the party is pushing the lies. It's not just individual candidates, it's the party's platforms. And one of the things he specifically brought up is that the Republicans that support Donald Trump are racist, and America is the most racist country in the entire world. And he said that is furthest from the truth. And you should have heard the boos for him for saying something like that. So right now, a lot of people say if you support Donald Trump, or if you go out there and you wear a Make America Great Again hat, you are a foregone racist. What do you say to those people that just don't understand it?
That is not true, because if you go to the rally, there's race of all nation. In 2016, every single race voted for Trump. And it's just a shame that what these people are doing now, they're just trying to divide the party. So what they want to do, they want the impeachment inquiry to go full float, and they want all the Republicans, the volunteer, the surrogate, people like me, to just not go on radio and support the president. And this is wrong. This is very wrong. Because what we see happening with Nancy Pelosi, that's an abuse of power. You know, it's just mind-boggling that during an election cycle that Nancy Pelosi would like to impeach the president. I mean, if she's on the opposing side, doesn't that show a lot of bias, you know? It's not a little bit of bias, a lot of bias. Nancy Pelosi has every reason to want to impeach the president because Biden might be out and she doesn't think Warren can pull through. And it's just sad.
Yeah, you continue to watch these things, and joining us here is Tisha Powell. Do you mind holding on after the break? We can continue our conversation.
Sure.
This is the author of a new book called Trump Must Win, Discover the Dark Days Americans Will Face If Trump Isn't Reelected in 2020. Tisha Powell, look her up online. You can see some of her national appearances. She does a lot of different television appearances, and she has her own program. You can find that during the break if you want to, or just hang on. We got some more. And if you want to ask her a question, text it to me now at 314-436-3700. 7900. I don't mind asking her. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
We are the voice of Cardinal Nation, America's sports voice, KMOX.
Hey, you, wake up.
Wake up. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake.
It's Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX.
Wake up!
For about the next 5-6 minutes here, we're going to continue our conversation with our special guest. She is the author of a new book called Trump Must Win. Discover the dark days of Americans that will discover the dark days Americans will face if Trump isn't reelected in 2020. Tisha Powell, thank you so much for hanging on here.
Thanks again.
I got to ask you a few things about just you in general, because you seem very open about your political beliefs. I'm going to guess you're not afraid to go into public. Some people are, to go into public. And, you know, if they support President Trump, they're afraid someone might find out because they might get harassed. That seems to be a common occurrence in a lot of places. You see that some people will get shouted down wherever they're at if they're wearing a red hat, which is pretty ridiculous. And I got to ask you about your approach. It seems like you're leaning into it. And you're really not ashamed of any of that.
No, we cannot be, because that's the problem. When you cannot voice your political views, that is when you really lose your right in America. And I have to, I call myself a closet Republican, because that's what I was for a long time. But now that I have 6-year-old twins, they're black, we're living in America, it makes a big difference now. I'm willing to take that chance. And believe me, on my television show, I do talk about Trump, the goodness he's doing. And I get nasty emails coming in from people, you know, but I am entitled to my opinion. I'm entitled to vote for President Trump, not because of the color of my skin mean I have to be a Democrat. I don't want to think the way the Democrats want me to think. I want a job. I don't want to live on the welfare system. And Trump is offering jobs. So that's why I'm with the Republican Party. I mean, the Bible says that we got to work. I think if God wanted us to be on welfare, he'd write it in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. So what? That's why we're not going to vote for the Democrats. Because when you work, I tell people, I don't care what job you do. When you work, you're providing a service. You're serving others. And that's what it's about. When you lose that ability, when you're on welfare, you don't get a chance to serve other people. You're serving yourself. It's a very selfish act.
How frustrating is it as a woman who is a minority in the country that goes out there and they just try to tell you you're not allowed to have certain ways to think, you're not allowed to have certain ideas when it comes to politics, you're not allowed to support a certain person based on the color of your skin. And that seems to be something that happens and is rehashed over and over and over again in today's political world. How frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating, because I'm like, you know, this brings a lot of tension with my family during the holidays, because they're on a Democratic plantation and they're like dragging, say, you need to come, you need to come, you need to stop with this nonsense. And this is just what I believe. It's not nonsense. It's what I believe. They're thinking maybe I got brainwashed. Maybe I was promised something. But I'm like, this is me. This is the hardcore person. I'm black and I'm conservative and I'm Christian. And it's, yes, it is a big struggle, because, you know, you deep down as well feel you betrayed your family, because you know they're all Democrats. And they're all Democrats because they've been told to become Democrats. That's the sad part of a lot of black people. They've been told to vote Democrats, and they're doing it. They don't even know why.
Yeah.
And it's really sad that Warren, Biden, and Sanders have that power over one race.
Why do you think the candidates even try to lean into it, too? Because you saw for a while there Kamala Harris, who, you know, will come up with some different slogans or different things, and she'll try to bring up the idea that the reason they'll never accept her as a mainstream candidate is because she's a person of color, and she leans into it and she uses this. What do you think of candidates that even say, you know, the only reason why she can ever be elected is because America is this big racist country?
Yes, I think Kamala Harris had no chance of winning, so she doesn't want to accept the reality that she was not a good candidate. So she's got to blame it on something, and she has to make it political so she can try to hurt Trump. But Kamala Harris doesn't have any kids of her own. So it's very hard for people, including black moms, to relate to her. Trump actually has 5 biological kids. So there we think Trump can relate to black moms, because he himself is a father, you know? So Kamala Harris, she didn't stick well. Just she was all over the place. And then when she talked about banning meat, I think that's when everybody said, bye-bye, we're going to eat our meat.
All right, so if people wanted to check out your new book, it's called Trump Must Win. Where can they find it?
Amazon.com. And let me spell my name. It's T-E-I-S-H-A-P-O-W-E-L-L.
So if you go to Amazon.com and Trump Must Win, you can find it there. What's the reaction been? Have you been getting pretty good reviews?
Well, put it this way. I was deleting 30 bad reviews per day, and now I'm just exhausted.
Really?
People have not read the book, but yes, they have not read the book, and they've just, like, put a lot of negative connotation on it. It was really sad.
Amazing.
So that kind of hurt the book sale. But, you know, I guess they wanted to shoot the messenger.
It's funny. I'm looking at some of these reviews right now from, and it tells you if the person actually purchased it or not. And you can tell the people that haven't. They say, I can't believe this book is allowed to be sold on Amazon. Like, they don't even want you to express your ideas. It's ridiculous.
pretty much. And it's hurtful because, you know, I took a time to write this book. And I'm like thinking, if you don't appreciate it, don't affect my sales. Don't, you know, but I guess they're so mad. It's so, they're so angry with the truth. They just want to not work.
Yeah. Tisha Powell, again, the book you can find online called Trump Must Win. You can look it up on Amazon. It's available now. Thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America, and thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thanks for having me. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Well, when I saw the headline of this book, I said, oh, I got to talk to her. This could be fun. And if you see any of her videos online, she can get pretty fired up. And when she does these, like, TV appearances, you know, the national TV appearances, you know, you'll see her on Fox and these different networks going on as a commentator, giving her opinion on these things. The book came out a few months ago, late September. So it's been out for about a month or two. And I'm glad that I saw the email that said, hey, do you want her on your show? And I said, yeah, this could be fun. Big thanks to her. On the Quiver River Electric KMOX guest line. We got a lot to get to. Coming up in the next hour, apparently there's going to be something I will be glued to the TV to watch tomorrow. Dr. Phil, he's got it. Okay, we're going to explain his very special guest tomorrow. It has to do with a big national story that everyone was talking about. Do you remember that story out of Indianapolis? It was a family that adopted a girl, but then they believed that she wasn't six. She was like in her 40s. They thought she lied about her age. Okay, Dr. Phil gets to the bottom of it, and I'm going to play some audio for you coming up. And also Dr. Stephen Mintz, who is talking about civility and ethics when it comes to government. And what's an interesting thing, so you have Tisha Powell, who we just had on, is very pro-Trump. It sounds like Dr. Stephen Mintz is very anti-Trump. He's not a fan with the way that he addresses people. And, you know, there's a big rally that was going on tonight in Louisiana. I've seen some people post some quotes. He's very fired up about this after that election that happened yesterday. I think he's going to have a lot to say about that. So Dr. Stephen Mintz is going to join us on the show next hour. Kansas City voted to change the name of a street again. So about a year ago, they took a boulevard and they renamed it, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard, like we have in a lot of major cities. You find that they find a way to honor Dr. King in some way. Here in St. Louis, we have it. It's actually not too far from our studios here. Well, the people that lived on that street did not like the changed name. And the reason for it, if you look at the national news, they make it sound like Kansas City's this big racist place that just refuses it. And there's, a bunch of slackjaw yokels that refuse to have Dr. King's name on a street. Well, actually, that couldn't be farther from the truth. So I reached out to one of our sister stations, KMBZ in Kansas City, and Mike Wickett's going to join us on the show to talk about what really happened there. So forget about the national headline. We're going to get the insider take on what's going on in Kansas City next hour on Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.